welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, with you for an hour of romance. Later on, we'll hear the story Flight to Athens on the series Romance. But right now, it's the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, a syndicated broadcast from November 15th, 1949. It's the story Highway to Danger.
Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Susan Hayward in an exciting drama, Highway to Danger. Act one in a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
Here's important news for the family who loves good food. This year's durum wheat crop is the finest ever produced. And that means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our host, C.P. McGregor.
And now the curtain rises on Act One of Highway to Danger, starring Susan Hayward. Every night of every year, the blinking headlights of massive trucks dot the inland California highway route from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Some carry produce from Imperial Valley. Some carry oil from the refineries at Long Beach and El Segundo. Some, which travel a special route, carry cargo identified only by a small red flag and a sign which reads, "Danger, keep your distance." These trucks carry nitroglycerin, dynamite.
I work in Joe's Place. It's an eating place just off the main highway about 30 miles south of Bakersfield. Most of the truck drivers who stop there call me by my right name, which is Mabel. Except for one or two who think they're being real clever when they call me Toots or Beautiful. So I guess it was mostly on account of the way this Fred first spoke to me that caught my attention. The Bakersfield crowd had just pulled out, and I was cleaning off the tables in the back, so I didn't see him come in. Then suddenly I heard him say...
Oh, miss.
Hello.
Hello. Say, can I get a cup of coffee?
That's what I'm here for. Cream and sugar?
Nah, just cream. How's the apple pie?
Terrible.
I'll have a piece.
New on this run?
Uh-huh. Just started today.
What are you carrying?
Oil.
El Segundo or Long Beach?
Long Beach.
You ought to carry HEs. You make more money.
What's HEs?
High explosives. Glycerin, dynamite, that stuff. Here's a fork.
Oh, thanks. Maybe if you carry that, you won't live long enough to spend the extra money.
I know a lot of truck drivers. They look like they're still alive to me.
Well, maybe they're just lucky.
Maybe they're just smarter. The guys who drive produce and oil have to work 3 months for what you make in one HE run.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They wouldn't pay that kind of dough if it wasn't plenty dangerous.
Only been one blow-up on the route in over 2 years.
Well, just the same. I think I'll stick to oil. I always figure if you gotta die, it's kind of nice to die of old age.
You know, I'm a fatalist. I always figure that when your time comes, you're going to go and nothing can stop it.
Well, that's no reason to go out looking for it.
It's no reason to be afraid, either.
Why'd you say that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I think you'd be afraid. You look like you're afraid of something. Do you always look that way?
Yeah, I guess I do. You sure carry on a crazy conversation. How much is the pie and coffee?
15 cents. You're mad at what I said, aren't you?
I don't care what you say. You don't mean anything to me.
I might.
What do you mean by that?
I just said I might.
You mean you think I could fall for you?
Why not?
You sure must think you're something.
Don't you think I'm attractive?
Yeah, to some people, maybe. You remind me of a, well, a...
Of a what?
One of those HE trucks you were talking about. The little signs on them that say, danger, keep your distance, dynamite.
My name's not Dynamite, it's Mabel. What's yours?
Fred. I'm late now on account of talking to you. So long, Mabel.
Suppose I'll be seeing you when you buy this way again.
Now, I doubt it.
No?
No, you were right. The apple pie here is terrible.
He was a funny kind of guy for a truck driver. I'd never seen anyone like him before. He even made me feel a little foolish about the things I'd said to him. I guess that's why I was glad to see him leave and glad to hear he wasn't coming back. He sort of got on my nerves. And then one night, a couple of weeks later, I was waiting on an HE driver named Steve. Steve and me, we'd go out on dates sometimes when he wasn't running HEs. I think he really liked me.
Gee, that coffee hits the spot, Mabel.
How about some more cake, Steve?
I haven't got time. They're repairing the highway a few miles down. They'll probably hold us up there for a while. So I better get started.
You're going to be down south for long?
No, I'll be back for the weekend. Oh, say, if you can get off early, maybe we can take in the Saturday night dance up at Bakersfield.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you Saturday, huh? So long, Mabel.
So long, Steve.
Hello, Mabel.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I'm back.
I thought you didn't like our apple pie.
Well, didn't have any complaints about the coffee. How about a cup?
Coming up.
Was that your boyfriend that just left?
He might be. What do you want with it?
Just cream, remember?
That'll be 5 cents.
And I haven't any change at all. Just got a 20. Oh, Mabel.
Hmm?
You know what I stopped in for?
To get change for your 20.
Now, I wanted to talk to you.
You don't like me, remember?
No, I didn't say that. I said I thought you were dangerous.
Here's your change.
You always steal when you want something?
I never steal.
I just saw you. Why didn't you put my 20 in the cash register?
We keep big bills separately.
Yeah, but there's other 20s in that register. I even saw a 50.
Are you calling me a thief?
You called me a coward when I said I wouldn't drive HEs.
I told you you could make more money driving HEs.
If I wanted money bad, I wouldn't steal it.
I want money bad.
What for?
I'm sick of truck drivers and their dirty hands. I'm sick of the way they talk and the way they laugh and the way they look at me. I hate it here. I want to get away. I'll drink your coffee. It's getting cold.
Now, look, Mabel. Hey, what's that? That felt like a quake.
No, it wasn't. I know that sound.
Oh, what was it?
That was a truck, a dynamite truck. Fred said we should drive down to where it happened, see if we could help. Well, we might as well have stayed at the restaurant. When we got there, all we found was a couple of pieces of twisted steel, part of a steering wheel, and Steve wasn't going to be able to keep that date Saturday night with me after all.
Mabel.
Yeah?
What do you think about it now?
About what?
About driving those HEs.
I've seen it happen before.
Doesn't it bother you at all?
Steve knew what he was doing when he took the job. He wanted the money. I'd have done the same thing.
Would you?
You said yourself it was better than stealing.
Mabel, you'd do anything to get away from here, wouldn't you?
I think so.
I've never met anyone like you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just haven't, that's all. Tell me something. Steve, well, he was your boyfriend, wasn't he?
We got along.
You liked him, didn't you?
As well as anybody.
So why don't you cry about him, then? Don't you know how to cry, Mabel?
I never cry over truck drivers. A week went by, and the dynamite company was having a lot of trouble trying to find someone to take Steve's place. The chief dispatcher, a fella named Nick, was talking about it at the counter one morning.
Yeah, that's where it goes, Mabel. One blow-up and every guy on the run starts getting buck fever.
Still haven't found a driver yet, huh?
No. Of course, you can't blame the poor devils. Most of them have wives and families. All it takes is something like this to make them realize.
Nick.
Yeah?
Do you know a driver named Fred?
Oh, yeah, he's a new man. Been driving oil, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. Have you talked to him?
Nah, those guys are hardly ever interested. They sort of get attached to that safety runner there.
This one might be interested, though.
How do you know?
Well, I don't. I just have a hunch he might be. Hey, Nick.
What?
Why don't you talk to him, see what he says?
What's the idea, maybe?
No idea. You said you needed a driver. Well, this might be your man.
Okay, I'll see the guy if you think there's a chance of getting him.
Be sure you don't say anything to him about me, huh?
No, I won't. What's your connection, ma'am?
Let's just say I'm interested in seeing the guy get ahead. I didn't see Nick again that week. And then Friday night around 11:30, I was getting ready to close the place up. It had been raining all day long, and business had been pretty slow. And then just as I was turning out the light... Fred!
I'm going down south tonight, Mabel. I'll be gone for 5 or 6 weeks, so I thought I'd stop in and say goodbye.
Oh, what are you going to do down there?
I got an L.A. to Tucson run.
When did you take that?
This morning. It's a pretty important run. Pays good.
That's nice.
Yeah, a fellow gave me the job. Didn't seem too happy about it, though.
Why not?
Well, he said he didn't want to kid me. Said it's real hard to keep from running over stones in the road when you're driving at night. And how you have to concentrate on turning the wheel just right so you don't jar the truck.
You're driving an H.E.
He said you got to be especially careful when you come to bridges. The pavement's usually uneven. The truck hits a bump and, well, then where are you? Maybe just where Steve is, huh?
What did you take the job for if you're afraid?
I'm not afraid, Mabel. I need the money.
Why?
You know why.
What are you telling me about it for?
I just wanted to be sure you'll wait. I wanted to make sure you were a good investment.
I've been here a long time. Stands to reason I'll be here when you come back.
Mabel, if anything should happen, would you cry about me?
I answered that once before.
Yeah, sure. Well, guess I better get going.
Fred.
Huh?
Good luck.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and Mabel.
Yeah?
You didn't have to ask Nick to talk to me about the job. I was going to take it anyway.
He told you about me?
Nah, he didn't say anything. I just knew. Nobody has to tell me about you, Mabel.
One of Highway to Danger, starring Susan Hayward. Our lovely star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two.
CP, let's ask Susan Hayward along and head for the highway to good eating.
Fine. Susan loves good food. Which way do we go?
Why, we'll head straight for macaroni meatloaf a La Rosa. What an adventure for hearty appetites. Here's all you need, ladies. Combine La Rosa elbow macaroni with some chopped meat and a few other ingredients. Then bake in an oven until that tantalizing fragrance brings them running for this flavorful, satisfying dish. Makes a delicious dinner for 6 hungry persons. Costs only a few cents a serving. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of the station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Made in the unhurried, old-world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Highway to Danger, starring Susan Hayward. A month has come and gone, and things haven't changed much at Joe's place. The same drivers, same conversation, same Mabel.
I didn't hear a word from Fred. Not even a postcard. Of course, I didn't hear of any accidents down that way either, so I figured he was okay. Probably just being stubborn, thinking maybe I'd worry about him if he didn't write. Well, if that was the case, he ought to know better.
Hello, Mabel.
Hello, Fred.
Miss me?
How did you make out down south?
Pretty good. Come on, let's take a walk. I'll tell you all about it.
Mm-mm. Can't leave the counter.
Ah, come on, just for a minute. We can watch the door.
All right.
Swell night, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You look pretty swell yourself.
Thanks.
I've been thinking about you. I thought about you lots.
You did?
I even imagined things about you. Do you ever do that? Imagine things about people?
Some people.
Did you ever imagine anything about me?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Once or twice, I imagined you and me being married. That was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, all this talk, it doesn't matter much, but... Well, I made $3,000 down south, and, well, here it is.
Hey, that's a lot of money.
You can leave here now anytime you want. Where to, Mabel? San Francisco? The East?
No, Los Angeles. I like it down there. How come you're doing this for me?
Well, you expected me to, didn't you?
I figured you would. That's why I asked Nick to give you the job.
Why the act, then? You got what you want, and...
Yeah, but, well, it's kind of a surprise getting it all at once like this.
That's the best way. Keeps us from kidding each other. I wanted to give you the money, and that's why you got it. No other reason.
You're a good guy, Fred. You're a real good guy.
I'm sort of crazy, that's all. I got one more H.E. run, San Francisco to L.A. I'm going to quit after that.
Will I see you again?
No.
Fred.
Yeah?
I want to see you again. Honest.
Why?
Well, I lied to you just a minute ago. I have imagined things about you. Even like...
Yeah?
Well, even like the things you imagined.
Oh, I thought it was just the dough.
I thought so, too.
Oh, Mabel. Look, if it was just you and me, would this place still look so bad, do you know?
I don't think so.
I told you about that last run of mine. Well, I'm going to make it, and when I get back from L.A., see if you still feel the same way. Will you do that?
I'll wait for you. When are you going down?
Tomorrow night.
Stop in before you go, huh?
Okay.
Don't you want to take some coffee with you?
All right. Better hurry it up, though. I'm late now.
Here you are. Hope it stays warm.
Thanks. Well, I'll be seeing you.
When?
I'll be back Saturday. Say, you like dancing?
Sure.
They're having a big dance up at Bakersfield Saturday night. Maybe we could go.
That'd be swell.
Okay, then it's a date.
It's a date.
And, Mabel.
Yeah?
Hang on to that dough. I'll have another 1,000 to put with it when I finish this run. Maybe we can buy something we both want with it.
Sure, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Oh, Nick.
Hiya, Nick.
Hi. Fred, I saw your truck out there. You're running a half hour behind schedule. You better get going.
Oh, yeah, right away. Well, Mabel,
Fred, don't you want to kiss me?
What? Oh, sure. Sure I want to kiss you.
Take care of yourself.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you, Nick.
Yeah, okay, Fred.
When you have, Nick?
Gee, you like that guy, don't you?
What'll you have, Nick?
The usual, pie and coffee. He's a good driver.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you recommended him.
I'm not.
He told me today he was quitting after this run. That wouldn't be on account of...
Nick, why don't you just forget it?
Oh, sure, if you say so. I didn't mean any harm.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little jumpy or something. I don't know.
What's the trouble?
No trouble, exactly.
The truck. It's a blimp.
Nick, did you...
Yeah, it was the truck, all right, but...
Oh.
Now, listen, Mabel. It wasn't so bad. Fred jumped before it happened. He was thrown clear. Something must have gone wrong with the truck, and he noticed it before it was too late.
Fred's all right?
Well, not exactly. You see, he got a shock from the concussion.
Where is he?
I called the company ambulance. They're taking him to the hospital now. They'll do everything they can, Mabel.
Is he going to die, Nick?
I don't know anything about those things. But look, I'm going to the hospital myself. I'll call you as soon as I find out something.
I'll be here.
Hello?
Hello, Mabel. This is Nick. I'm calling from Bakersfield. Fred's going to live.
Oh.
But he's deaf.
Deaf?
Yeah, they aren't sure yet if it's permanent. There's a specialist here who says he may be able to help Fred if he can operate on him right away.
Operation?
It's going to cost a lot of dough. When Fred came to a while ago, he said he gave you $3,000 to keep for him. You better hop a bus and come on up here and bring the money with you. We're going to need it.
Money?
You got it, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Good. We'll catch a bus up here right away. Stanford Hospital in Bakersfield.
All right, Nick. Goodbye. Money. $3,000. He gave me that money. To get away, to go to Los Angeles. No other reason. To get away.
Nick, where's Mabel? No, over there. There's a pencil and paper. Write it down.
Yeah. Let's see now. She should have been here by now. Hey, can you read that?
She should have. What do you think's keeping her?
Don't worry. She probably couldn't get a bus.
She probably couldn't. But if you called her 4 hours ago, I don't understand. I...
Fred!
Nick, maybe you ought to... Mabel.
Oh, Fred. I almost did a terrible thing.
Oh, look, honey, I can't hear a thing you say. You'll have to write it all down.
Fred, I almost did a terrible thing.
I can't understand you, sweet. Here's a pencil.
I want to tell it to you. Even if you can't hear me, you can look at me anyway. I'm ashamed, Fred. For the first time in my life, I'm ashamed.
I'll write it down, darling, please.
Look, I started to take the bus for Los Angeles, and then I got off because I realized... I did realize, Fred. You've got to believe that. All I want now is for you to get well. Please get well.
Oh, Mabel. Mabel, you're crying. Why are you crying, honey?
More apple pie?
No, thanks. I think that'll do me. Yeah, what's the damage?
30 cents, penny tax, 31.
Yeah.
Just right. Thanks.
Hey, Mabel.
Hello, Fred.
Honey, I got some terrific news.
What is it?
You know those oranges I've been carrying from Santa Ana?
Uh-huh.
Well, I always have to make a check-in stop at L.A. with them. This morning when I stopped off, the guy there hands me this.
Oh, Fred, this is swell.
I'm going to be a dispatcher. What do you think of that?
Gee, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and you better start packing. We'll be leaving for Los Angeles the first of the week.
We're going to live there?
Sure. You always said you wanted to, didn't you, honey?
And next week we'll be leaving, Fred and me. No more Joe's Place. No more watching the trucks go by. Oh, by the way, they rerouted the AGs. They don't come by here anymore. And maybe it's just as well. Hey, you know, any guy that'd drive one of those things is playing with dynamite.
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of Highway to Danger, starring Susan Hayward. Our star will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment. Here now is your announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color. The pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great Guernsey wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted.
Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Here again is our host, C.P. McGregor.
Well, Susan, this being your first visit to our theater, we have quite a number of questions to ask you.
Such as?
Such as a bit of personal data.
Oh, well, that's easy. To begin with, I was born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. The name has a familiar ring.
Well, that's a small village just across the river from New York City. Remember?
Oh, yes. They use New York to hold up the other side of the bridge, don't they?
Naturally.
But to get back to you.
Well, I lived in Brooklyn until I was 17.
And?
Well, along about that time, George Cukor, the director, was looking for a girl to play Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. And he happened to see my picture in a magazine.
And this led to?
My coming to Hollywood as entry number 1,304,000 in the Scarlett O'Hara sweepstakes. But after being tested about the same number of times, they finally decided I was too young and inexperienced.
What did you do then?
Stayed in Hollywood and settled down to the rather unattractive pastime of slowly starving to death. And then, just as I was beginning to take those Forest Lawn advertisements seriously, I was tested for a role at Paramount and managed to land a part in Beaugest. 5 days later, I signed a long-term contract.
And we know the rest of the story, Susan. For today, you are one of Hollywood's most popular and talented young stars of first magnitude. It's been a real pleasure to have you with us in our La Rosa Hollywood Theater.
I'll be looking forward to another visit real soon, C.P.
And so shall we. Now, Susan and ladies and gentlemen, we have a fine dramatic story for you tomorrow titled Added Upon, starring Ona Munson. Be sure to join us. Till tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
The La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, on Tuned to Yesterday from November 15, 1949, a syndicated broadcast. You're listening to An Hour of Romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levenier. Now, at the time this next broadcast was on, its competition was heard 5 days a week, while the series Romance, which we're about to hear, was just heard on Saturdays. Programs like City Hospital, Woman in Love, Modern Romances, and Whispering Streets with Kathy Lewis took on a more soap opera style, while CBS's program Romance was more of a series of unconnected stories. Heard at 12:05 on Saturday afternoons, this broadcast, called Flight to Athens, was first heard on the last day of July, 1954.
Now from Hollywood, Romance. In the wild hills of Greece, buffeted by the cruel winds off the Aegean, a stranger seeks the ending of a 10-year journey, seeks a girl he has never seen, and finds himself caught up in savagery and in flight.
With Whitfield Connor as John Hill and Gloria McMillan as Elena, we present transcribed a dramatic new love story by Morton Fine and David Friedkin, Flight to Athens.
Let me do that.
Yes. Are there wells such as this from where you come?
No. Countryside and farms.
But mostly, I've read it. You turn a mechanism and the water gushes.
Yes.
Drink, then. Mm. And you are John Hill.
Yes. Yes, I am.
From America.
Where is she?
Let me look at you. Oh. Let me see this man from the far places. You are not old, which is a surprise, which...
You have to do all this.
Impatient to see her.
Where is she? Where is Elena?
Walk with me. Oh, don't evil your face like that, John Hill. Walk with me.
All right.
What is surprising is that you are not old.
You said that before. What are you...
There! Down there, see? Where I point, where the boat is.
With the yellow sail, that one?
Beyond it, in the sea, a little way. There, swimming. Helena, go to her.
I walk toward the solitary figure swimming the sunset. Helena. Helena, whom I had never seen. To the boat with the yellow sail and onto it. And Helena saw me and swam to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Someone said there was a stranger in the village.
Give me your hand. I'll help you onto the boat.
Yes.
There we are.
Why do you look so?
Helena?
Yes. What?
I've made a mistake.
Mistake?
I was looking for a child named Helena.
Here in Aulis, there are a dozen children so named.
Helena Constatis?
And but one called Helena Constatis.
You?
Yes.
I forgot in 9 years.
What did you forget?
The child of 10 becomes 19.
Who are you?
John Hill.
John?
Hill. Here, what's the matter?
I do not know what to do. Cry, laugh, kiss you, say a prayer for you.
A prayer?
My each night prayer for you, John Hill.
Why?
Although I have never seen you before this moment, I should be dead but because of you.
No, I don't believe that.
It's true.
Listen, it was just a few dollars I sent each month, an ad in the magazine when I got out of the army and the war was over. A picture of a 10-year-old girl.
Starving. And it said, for $10 a month sent to such and such foundation, you can save the life of this war orphan of Greece. I know all this now.
Helena,
yes?
I expected, I don't know why, that you would still be a child.
I believed you were an old man.
I bought you presents, 2 dolls and 2 dresses. The dresses are for a child.
I will keep them. One day there will be children. And
children?
When it is autumn, I marry.
I see.
To Nikos, who is a hunter and rides the hills.
Yes.
And
with you, John Hill.
About what?
You and me. Not within the hearing of these people. Nor
well,
Helena.
About what? But
come. Yes, go with me.
All right. What do you want to talk to me about?
When will you leave here? When will you return to Athens?
What difference does that make?
There is always a boat here that will take you to Athens.
What are you trying to tell me?
At first you said you would stay here but a day, then a week, and the days spin away and you are still here.
What difference does that make?
The days spin away and your love for Helena deepens.
I...
Your love for Helena deepens and her love for you. What will happen when Nikos returns?
Nikos?
To whom Helena truly belongs. When Nikos comes out of the hills and down to the village and hears of a stranger, this man from the far places, what will happen?
I don't know.
This is not the land of turn on the mechanism and the water gushes, John Hill. This is still wildness.
Well, just tell me what'll happen.
He'll kill you.
Oh, no, he won't, no.
What will you do, John Hill? Talk to him? Explain to him? Choose gentle words and try... Listen, he'll kill you. Now we will go back.
They were days all fire and flame, the days the old woman spoke of, in which I stayed in the village of Aulis. Much of the time we walked, the two of us, by the sea, or swam, and Helena showed me the ruins beneath the plane trees and touched my hand. And once,
and there, that mound, in the last war, the enemy soldiers came. And where once was a flatness is that mound of earth, the bones of my people. and my father and my mother.
And by a place overgrown with shellfish and seaweed, wounded and broken by the waves, there was a knight.
I love you, John Hill.
Yes.
And the people of Aulis hate me for
Elena,
it.
Elena.
Yes?
I should leave here. Go back to Athens.
And I will go with you.
I don't know.
Why?
What has happened to us? This strange land of hills and sun and ruin. It's a kind of... Listen.
She sings for her lover.
That's what I mean. Barefooted women who walk seashores under moonlight and sing for their lovers. This land, all of it, sings for a lover. All of it is a lament.
What are you saying to me?
What's happened to you? What's happened to me? Sometimes it doesn't have reality to it.
I love you, John Hill.
Not because...
I was once aged 10 and weak from hunger and pitiful and an orphan. No, not because of that.
And we'll go away.
Yes.
Whenever you... What's the matter?
Run. Run and hide.
What are you trying to tell
run.
Me?
Run. Hide and I will come to you and... Run.
Elena.
Yes.
And you are John Hill.
That's right.
I am Nikos. The hunting is done, Elena, and I have come back to the village. And there they say...
That I walk with another man.
This they said.
That I loved another.
This I wouldn't listen to.
Elena and I...
Go home! These mountains and this place by the sea is not for you. Go home!
Elena and I...
Which I will not listen to. Because I have been away for a long time, and Elena is my love, and I have come home to her. And what has clouded the days I have been away is clear now, because we are close to each other. Elena and me. And touch.
Take your hands off her.
Elena.
I said take your hands off her!
His head against the rock.
He'll be all right. He's stunned. Now, quickly.
When he awakens. Oh, he is very good with his knife. And I am afraid, John
Hill. We'll get out of here. We'll get a boat. You and me.
Yes. Yes, oh, yes.
Stop it. Stop it, old woman.
No. No, beloved, show her no anger.
Why must she cry like that? For what reason?
She cries for loneliness that will be hers when I go from her.
An old woman clutching after something that's...
She cries for shadows that will be in this house when I go from her.
Elena, listen to me.
Yes?
You said there was love.
And there is.
And an old woman weeps, and you...
As I shall weep if I am without you. As I shall weep when I am old. And there is no longer beauty in me for you. So will I weep, as Angelica weeps.
Angelica, listen to me. Don't cry anymore. Listen.
Intruder!
No, no.
Evil and an intruder!
No.
Buyer! Tradesman! To buy the love of a child! To spin a golden coin in the sun and...
No, Angelica. What happened was in a moment of simplicity... I looked upon him, and I spoke with him, and I loved him.
Loved him? Old woman of 19. What do you know of love? Child who bathes in the sea. What do you know?
Leave her alone.
Yeah, that frightens you, John Hill. An old woman and her tears is your rival for this child, and it frightens you. See, your lover, Elena.
Be still, old woman.
Elena, Elena, do not do this.
You are betrothed,
Unikos.
I love John Hill, and with him I will run away from Aulis.
But you will not go far until Nikos finds you and kills.
But you will help us, so Nikos will not kill.
Oh, Nikos would not kill you, Elena. Only the intruder. Then John Hill will be dead.
No one's going to kill me, old woman, so don't dream on it. And no one's going to hurt Elena or take her from me.
Evil, you are
you
evil.
You are going to help us get out of here. You're going to find someone who has a boat, and you're going to pay him well. And you'll arrange it. Here. Here's money.
No! Take it. Take it, Angelica. Help us. Help us.
For the love I bear, for thee, Elena Costandi.
And her face held it, held the love she bore for Elena. Then her hands reached out for Elena's face and slowly touched its youth, then cupped its beauty. Then she took her hands away, moved to a place of the room where a candle burned in a scarlet glass and lighted an icon. She kneeled. And for a while, only the wash of the Aegean against the shores of Aulis was heard in the hut. Then the old woman left us.
John Hill.
Yes?
Until she comes back, walk with me.
We left the hut and walked to an olive grove, and nothing was spoken between us. Elena stopped walking and held her face to the Grecian wind, let it run through the fingers of her outstretched hands, and the moon laid traceries of silver on her brow.
Elena! Elena Costandi!
We are here, Angelica, in the grove of olive trees.
Well, Angelica, did you...
Yes, I found a man who would sell his boat for the money you gave me.
Where?
To the north. It is in a cove waiting for you and Elena.
You'll take us there.
Yes, I'll take you. Come.
How much further to this boat, Angelica?
A little more, only a little more. There is the cove of which I told you, just beyond the dunes there.
I'll send you money from time to time, Angelica, and if you need something or want something special from America, then...
We will send it. Mr. and Mrs. John Hill will send it.
Oh, that's right. Mr. and Mrs. John Hill.
There! There's your boat! In the cove! There's your flight, your escape from me, from Nikos, from this golden land. Go! Go!
Goodbye, Angelica.
Yes, goodbye. And thanks. Oh, let's go, Elena. Elena, wait.
Why? What is...
Don't move.
John Hill.
Shh.
What...
There's someone on the boat. I saw a gleam, something moving.
Why do you stop, John Hill?
Something's wrong, Elena. I know I saw someone move on that boat. And the way Angelica...
Why do you hesitate, John Hill? There's your freedom and your flight. Go! Go, take your boat, John Hill!
Come on, Elena, let's get out of here. Fall to the sand, then get up and run again. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Now do it. Do it. Just as I do.
Why do not die, John Hill? Do not cheat me. Die. Let her come in. Let her come back to Nikos. Die, John Hill. Do not kill us, die.
Yes.
I must rest.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
Do not be sorry. Just rest with me. Close to me.
Oh, it's a great love I give you, isn't it, Elena?
Do not mock
great
it.
Great love. $10 a month and walk in and take you from a man who wants to marry you, take you from an old woman.
She bought someone to kill us.
Elena.
Yes.
I would do the same. I would kill anyone who tried to take you from me.
No one will take me from you. John Hill.
Elena. Well, Elena, was there ever such a lover as I? To give you running away in the bullets of a rifle. Lost. Lost and running from a man who wants to kill us.
Listen to me, John Hill.
Elena.
We are not lost. This way, the small way we have fled, the way I have led you. At the end of it is Thebes.
Thebes?
By day, we will hide in these mountains. And at night, a way I know to Thebes. where there is a railroad once a week and a train to take us to Athens.
How far to Thebes?
3 nights, perhaps 4.
How do you know so much about it?
As children, we the orphans hid in these mountains from the enemy. Then we would descend upon Thebes and steal food. You see, John Hill?
See what?
That we are not lost.
No. We are not lost.
We will rest. I will watch your sleep. Then the way to Thebes.
The way to Thebes. The journey by night through mountain paths, and the hiding and sleep by day in cleft rock. The way to Thebes, where poet and scholar and slave walked and met at the Acropolis of Thebes. It is ruined now. The way to Thebes, where orphans had once fled, and walked now in blazing sunlight by a girl of 19.
There is a place to rest, John Hill.
Yes.
The ledge of rock overhanging. Oh, it will be cool beneath it. The sun is without pity.
Yes, come.
Good. It is good here. Cool. And I am weary.
Sleep then, sleep. I will watch over you.
Sleep then, sleep, and I will watch over you.
What? What is...
Oh, it is good here, beloved. Good. And I am so weary.
Who is it? Who mocks us?
Come from beneath the ledge and see who mocks you. Come, gentle lovers. You see, it is Andonis who mocks you. Andonis of the carving. Andonis the brigand, the bandit.
What do you want of us?
To take your money. Then to look upon the beauty of this girl who is weary. Of you, America.
I'll give you what money I have. And then you'll let us go.
You will give me what money you have. And this of letting you go. Girl of sunlight, girl of beauty, are you weary of this American?
He has given you the money. Let us go.
He has but to give me something else.
What?
His life.
But why?
Why? If I asked him for you, for the true treasure, gently, with politeness...
I'd kill you.
He would kill me. Therefore, I must take from him also his...
I killed him, John Hill. I killed the brigand.
Why, Nikos?
Elena, do not weep for this death, but weep now for the death of your John Hill.
Nikos!
Why I killed the brigand John Hill. I have followed you and stalked you, hunter that I am. And my quarry, my prey, is to no one, only to Nikos, betrothed of Elena.
Because you figure my dying belongs to you.
For this reason.
You're a hunter. You have a gun. I'm unarmed.
I no longer have a gun. And catch! Now you are armed with a knife, such a knife as I have in my hand. Now to the matter of your dying, John Hill.
No, no, Nikos will kill you. Do not fight him with the knife. He uses the knife like a claw.
Get away from me, Elena. All right, Nikos. To the matter of dying.
Kill him. Let him live, John Hill. Let the hunter live.
Because Elena asked it. Come, Elena. By nightfall, we were in Thebes. There was a train for Athens the next day. We sat in a shed in a place called Thebes and waited for it. 16 hours later, we were in Athens. Romance is produced and directed by Fred Mackay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You have heard Flight to Athens, written especially for Romance by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. Whitfield Connor was heard as John Hill, Gloria McMillan as Elena, Jeanette Nolan as Angelica, Shepard Mencken as Nikos, and Paul Fries as Andonis. This is Bill Anders inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Gene Autry, the cowpoke with a special brand of song, returns to Melody Ranch tomorrow on CBS Radio. Join the welcome home to Gene Autry on Melody Ranch tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
Romance, on Tuned to Yesterday, from July 31st, 1954, on CBS. And that brings to an end this hour of Romance on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levionier. It's been a pleasure.